Hey guys, Jin here. 英语文备课终要开杠咯。Get yourself ready for story time. 童话故事时间，今天要和朋友们分享的是 The third episode of The Mermaid and the Boy. 美人鱼和小王子第三集。Let's recap 美人鱼和小王子的前情提要。A king traveled to a distant group of islands to settle a revolt. His ship was in great danger during the voyage. A mermaid offered to save him if he would give her his firstborn child. The king agreed, and the ship was saved. The king and queen had a son, but they were worried that the mermaid would come and take him away.So they sent the prince on a journey, hoping that the mermaid would take another child instead. The prince was excited to go on an adventure, and he set off with a leather knapsack over his shoulders. 国王和皇后担心王子可能会被美人鱼带走，于是要王子离开王国。没想到王子反而很开心，因为他出生后的16年全部都被困在皇宫当中，所以他非常的兴奋，因为他终于可以离开王国去探索皇宫以外的世界。那接下来呢，会发生什么事情呢？ All through the day, 整天 the prince walked, 王子走路 watching with interest, 兴致高昂地观察着 the strange birds and animals,奇异的鸟儿和动物 that darted across his path in the forest, 在森林当中穿梭而过的 or peeped at him from behind a bush, 或者从丛林后方窥视他的存在。All through the day, the prince walked, watching with interest the strange birds and animals that darted across his path in the forest or peeped at him from behind a bush. 王子出了皇宫，走进森林里，充满好奇心，兴致高昂地四处观察着。But as evening drew on, 然而随着夜幕降临 he became tired, 他感觉到疲倦 and looked about, 环顾四周 as he walked, 当他行走的时候 for some place where he could sleep, 他能够休息的地方。But as evening drew on, he became tired and looked about as he walked for some place where he could sleep.走了一整天，累了，王子打算在森林里找个地方休息。At length, 最终 he reached a soft, mossy bank. 他来到了柔软的苔藓堆。Under a tree, 是在一棵树下。And was just about to stretch himself out on it. 正准备躺下休息的时候 when a fearful roar, 一声可怕的咆哮made him start, 让他惊起 and tremble all over, 全身颤抖。At length, he reached a soft mossy bank under a tree and was just about to stretch himself out on it when a fearful roar made him start and tremble all over.
哎呀，都找到好地方要休息了，这暗夜里的大声吼叫是怎么回事？
In another moment, 片刻之后 something passed swiftly,
某一个生物迅速地掠过
through the air, 从空中 and a lion stood before him,
一头狮子就站在他的面前。
In another moment, something passed swiftly through the air and a lion stood before him.
暗夜的森林里出现了一头狮子，王子会如何反应呢？
The lion glared fiercely at the boy.
狮子目光凶狠地盯着王子。 Glare, 瞪眼 Fiercely, 凶猛地
And ask, 并且问他说 What are you doing here?
你在这里做什么？
The prince answered,
王子回答
In a quaking voice,颤抖的声音 I am flying from the mermaid.
我在逃离美人鱼。王子非常的害怕，毕竟从小到大都被好好的保护着，没有人对他大声说话过。不过他还是鼓起勇气，向狮子说明自己为什么在森林里游荡。
The lion then said,
狮子接着说
Give me some food then.
给我一些食物吧。
It's past my supper time.
现在已经过了我的晚餐时间。
And I am very hungry.
我非常的饿。
The boy was so thankful.
王子非常的感恩 that the lion did not want to eat him. 狮子并没有想要吃他。
The boy was so thankful that the lion did not want to eat him.
真是可喜可贺，可喜可贺。虽然一开始狮子的吼叫声吓到了王子，但是狮子并没有打算要伤害王子哦。
The boy gladly picked up his knapsack.
他高兴地捡起背包
,which lay on the ground,
放在地上的
,and held out some bread,
拿出一些面包
,and a flask of wine,
和一瓶酒。Flask 是保温瓶，随身携带的一种扁的酒瓶。
The boy gladly picked up his knapsack, which lay on the ground, and held out some bread and a flask of wine.
还好，王子身上有吃的有喝的，不然就成了狮子的晚餐咯。
When the lion finished eating, he said,
狮子吃饱之后对王子说
I feel better now.
我现在感觉好多了。
So now I shall go to sleep.
现在我要睡觉了。
On this nice soft moss,
在这个柔软的苔藓上。
And if you like,
如果你愿意
,you can lie down beside me.
你可以躺在我的旁边。
狮子说 ,I feel better now, so now I should go to sleep on this nice soft moss, and if you like, you can lie down beside me.
哎，这个地点是王子找到的吧？怎么狮子的口气呢？就好像是主人在对客人说话。狮子哦，在童话里头被称为是 King of the Forest， 而王子来自皇宫，当然就是外人啦。
So the boy and the lion slept soundly side by side till the sun rose.
因此，王子呢跟狮子就并肩睡着，一直到太阳升起。不知道王子这一晚睡得好吗？他会不会担心，诶，狮子半夜要吃宵夜怎么办？
The next morning,
隔天早上，
The lion shake the boy and remarked,
狮子摇醒王子并对他说，
Remark 是谈论说话的意思。
狮子说，
I must be off now,
我现在要走了。
But cut off the tip of my ear,
但是剪下我耳朵的尖端。
And keep it carefully,
好好的保存起来。
If you are in any danger,
如果你有任何的危险
,just wish yourself a lion,
只要许愿成为一只狮子。
And you will become one,
你就会变成一只狮子。
On the spot,
立刻。
One good turn deserves another, you know.
你知道善有善报。狮子对王子说
If you are in any danger, just wish yourself a lion, and you will become one on the spot. One good turn deserves another, you know.
哦，所以王子睡得蛮安稳的，早上是狮子把他摇醒的耶。而狮子呢，果然是王子风范，吃人家一餐饭也要懂得回报。那他送给王子的一份礼物，就是让王子在遇到危险的时候可以变身成一头狮子。
The prince thanked him,
王子感谢狮子
for his kindness,
因为狮子的好意
and did as he was bid,
遵从他的指示
and the two then bade each other farewell,
两人互相告别
The prince thanked him for his kindness and did as he was bid, and the two then bade each other farewell. 王子收下狮子的礼物，剪下狮子耳朵上的一小节，不知道是不是只有剪到耳边的一小撮毛，还是会剪到耳朵。总之呢，王子就得到了可以变身成一头狮子的能力。After going a little way, the boy thought, 王子在走了一小段路之后想着 I wonder how it feels to be a lion. 我想要知道变成狮子的感觉是什么。He took out the tip of the ear, 他就拿出狮子的耳朵 from the breast of his jacket, 从夹克的口袋当中 and wished with all his might, 然后全力的许下愿望。He took out the tip of the ear from the breast of his jacket and wished with all his might. 王子不只友善地对待狮子，请他吃晚餐，也相信狮子不会吃自己，所以他一觉安稳地到天亮。王子还相信狮子送给他可以变身成一头狮子的能力，所以可以说王子对狮子的信任是非常非常巨大的，他完全相信狮子对他说的话。In an instant, 一瞬间 his head has swollen, 他的头肿大了 to several times, 好几倍 its usual size, 平常的尺寸 and his neck seemed very hot and heavy, 他的脖子感觉热热烫烫的，而且变得很沉重。And somehow, 不知道怎么回事, his hands became paws. 他的双手变成了爪子, and his skin grew hairy and yellow. 皮肤变得毛茸茸的, 还变成黄色的。In an instant, his head had swollen to several times its usual size, and his neck seemed very hot and heavy. And somehow, his hands became paws and his skin grew hairy and yellow. 王子对狮子的信任不是枉然，他真的变成一头雄伟的狮子了。But what pleased him most was, 但是最让他高兴的就是 his long tail, 他自己的那一根长尾巴 with a tuft at the end, 末端有一撮毛 which he lashed and switched proudly, 他很自由地摆动摇摆着。 But what pleased him most was his long tail with a tuft at the end, which he lashed and switched proudly.王子变成狮子之后呢，最让他开心的就是他身后有一根长尾巴，而且尾巴的末端还有一撮毛。王子超开心的甩动着他的尾巴，这画面想象起来真的还蛮具有娱乐效果的。I like being a lion very much. 我非常喜欢成为一头狮子。He said to himself, 他对着自己说着 and trotted gaily along the road.快乐地沿着路小跑步。I like being a lion very much, he said to himself, and trotted gaily along the road. 王子真的很满意能够变身成狮子的能力，他就这样用狮子的外形在森林当中走跳。After a while, however, 然而过了一会儿 he got tired of walking, 他厌倦了行走。In this unaccustomed way, 以这种不习惯的方式 it made his back ache, 他让他的背部感到酸痛 and his front paws felt sore, 前爪也感觉到疼痛。After a while, however, he got tired of walking in this unaccustomed way, it made his back ache and his front paws felt sore.
四肢着地的走路形态终究不是王子习惯的方式，没有多久就腰酸背痛了。
So he wished himself a boy again. 因此呢，他许愿重新的变回王子。And in the twinkling of an eye, 眨眼之间 his tail disappeared. 他的尾巴消失了。And his head shrank, 头部缩小了。And the long thick mane,而且他背部那长又厚的鬃毛 became short and curly, 变得短而卷曲。 So he wished himself a boy again, and in the twinkling of an eye, his tail disappeared, and his head shrank, and the long thick mane became short and curly. 狮子没有说，但是王子知道，用力的许愿呢，可以把自己再变回人形。所以接下来王子又变回他原来的样子。Then he looked out for a sleeping place. 然后呢，他要再继续找一个睡觉的地方。And found some dry ferns. 找到了一些干燥的蕨类植物。Which he gathered and heaped up. 他把它们收集起来，堆积起来。Then he looked out for a sleeping place and found some dry ferns which he gathered and heaped up.
以狮子的方式在森林走跳果然是太累了，王子准备要休息了。
那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙也就聊到这里。If you like what you hear, please rate, review, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast tab.
感谢订阅收听斗内的朋友 ，Your support means a lot to me。
备课中的网站有文字笔记，可以善用网站的搜寻功能，找到你所需要的资料。Be sure to tune into the next episode。记得要继续回来收听英语文备课中。Bye。